Some mail-order catalog companies, which rack up almost half their sales in the last month of the year, hire a lot of extra help for the holidays. Plow and Hearth nearly triples its staff at Christmas time. The seasonal employees start at $8 an hour, and many do it as a second job. NPR's Noah Adams, as part of his reporting on the low-wage workforce, visited the Plow and Hearth Distribution Center in the countryside south of Madison, Virginia.
Back in 1980, Plow and Hearth started as a retail store, selling what they called products for country living. Soon there was a modest catalog with black and white pages. 20 years later, annual sales exceed $100 million, mostly because of the catalogs. And those are mailed out at the rate of 65 million every year. We walk deep into a universe of merchandise. High metal racks serviced by scooting forklifts and rattling conveyors. Paul Hartzell is an evening shift supervisor. He helps make sure the orders get sent off to Alabama and Oregon, Spain, the Czech Republic.
Where we're headed is back to an area that we call our replenishment area. And basically what the job of our people are in the evening here is to take and replenish the shelves with all the items that have been picked off during the day so that when the pick staff starts tomorrow, they have something to put in a box to be able to ship out the door. Go ahead, this is Paul.
Paul Hartzell carries a radio and with a handheld computer can locate a single item in a warehouse that covers the space of 8 football fields. Hartzell is himself a seasonal employee. In the mornings, he works out of his home office selling golf course supplies. Another seasonal, Ken Murray, is retired from the Pentagon, as a home nearby he's trying to restore. The Plow and Hearth money helps, and he appreciates the physicality of the job, lifting the boxes of fatwood kindling, Virginia peanuts, pajamas, fleece blankets.
Some things might weigh 70 or 80 pounds, whereas other things, you know, are featherweights. I'm not picking up the same thing all the time. I'm reaching, I'm stretching, I'm bending. I get in shape when I do this. It puts me in good physical condition.
Stella Lewis, a seasonal worker on the evening crew, also likes the physical challenge of restocking the shelves. It makes her arthritis more tolerable. Lewis has another job in the stockroom of a Lowe's home improvement center. It makes for a long day.
Very long. Very long. But I love it. I like it. I start at 3:15 in the morning. That's when I get up. I have to be at work at 5. I work 5 to 2, I leave Lowe's, and I come here, and I work 2 to 8 or 9 o'clock. Go home, go to bed.
And the reason you're working the second job for a couple of months?
Well, I'm coming out of a divorce one, and it keeps my mind occupied, and I'm trying to really get out of debt. You know, I'm taking care of a house for my son who's in Iraq in the military, and my family's in California, and I kept their home for them, and my mortgage is $800 a month. And I just have to almost have 2 jobs.
My name is Stephen Campbell. I put stuff away and I also drive a forklift.
How old are you?
18.
A high school senior, Stephen Campbell. He works from after school till around 11 at night. He drives a new Mitsubishi Lancer.
I got a car payment and a cell phone bill. I'm only 18. I got $10,000 in debt, so you gotta do something. I think my year in total here is going to be close to $2,000 for 2 months worth of work. $8 an hour, I mean. Beats working at McDonald's.
Many of the seasonal workers will tell you they take the job sending out Christmas stuff so they can keep on buying Christmas stuff. Wilmer Knighting has a full-time year-round job as a cabinet maker.
Right at Christmas time, it's always kind of hard because it seems like every bill I got comes due right around Christmas. And if I didn't do it, it'd be kind of hard to have any free money at all to buy any presents with. Some days I'm kind of dragging, but I keep going.
The Plow and Hearth Company in Madison, Virginia, employs about 700 seasonal workers, many of whom plan to return next October for the 2004 holiday rush. Noah Adams, NPR News.